Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
TJ Houshmandzadeh joins us now. Obviously, longtime NFLer and worked directly with Brandon Ayuk. And in fact, with the camp that Ayuk is having, TJ, great to have you, man. We're sitting here talking about social media and opinions from fans, from media, whatnot, being fair. I wonder what your perspective, and by extension, Brandon's perspective is now, the camp he's having versus what was happening at this time last year. And did he feel that the 49ers and the world were being fair to him?
You know what's crazy? We haven't talked about, does he feel like things were fair? You create your own breaks. And me and BA spent more time this offseason than we did the previous year. And so it was, for him, proving yourself right. You're not trying to prove people wrong. You know the type of ability you have. Understand the situation you're in and go prove yourself right. But it was never, the 49ers are hating on me or this and that. They drafted you in the first round. When you get drafted in the first round, they obviously like you. You probably did some things last year that they didn't like. Let's change that. Don't worry about what it was. Let's just work on you and everything else will fall into place. And it looks like it's so far so good.
What are the changes he made? Was it work ethic? Was it physical fitness? Was it determination in his route running? What were the changes that he made halfway through last year into this year that has made him seemingly a different player?
It's just a lot of what I work on, and a lot of people are really starting to understand this. And I said this years ago, and now everybody is starting to realize what I'm saying is making sense. You got to be able to decelerate. If you don't have brakes, it doesn't matter how fast you accelerate if you can't stop. And so working on deceleration, working on beating press coverage and how to set guys up. And I mean, we kind of go over his one-on-ones often. He sends them to me. 49ers, I don't post anything, so don't worry about it. And just making sure he's doing the right thing at the right time. Now, these guys get paid, too, so you're going to lose some reps, and we just got to figure out why we lost, and let's get better.
TJ, come on, man. Give us the real. What's Brandon saying about Trey Lance?
He don't have to say nothing about Trey Lance. Trey Lance was out here training, too. And so as much as BA was out here working, I saw Trey Lance out here putting in a ton of work, and that's why I've gone on record to say I believe Trey Lance is going to have a good year. Trey Lance worked his ass off, guys. He was out here grinding, and I saw that. And so I believe he's going to have a good year. And if he doesn't, it won't be for a lack of preparation and him not putting the work in. He got out here to Southern California, and he worked his tail off, and I expect to see results.
How important is it that the receiver and the quarterback work together in the offseason? We've heard BA talk about he and Trey Lance putting in all this work together. Does that really translate into games, that sort of connectivity that you can establish in the offseason?
It's just a comfort level. You just feel comfortable with each other, specifically the quarterback. You know, when you make a certain move or your body does this, he kind of has an idea now of what you're doing, just because he's seen it so much throughout the offseason. They probably didn't get many reps together last year. But now when you train with a guy in the offseason, you just feel really comfortable with him. You trust him more than you trust other guys, and it shouldn't be the case. But that's just human nature. The more time you spend with somebody, the more comfortable you're going to be.
TJ Houshmandzadeh with us on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. I also wonder, the offseason of Trey and Brandon working together so much, they have an obvious chemistry. Meantime, Deebo Samuel was having his own unique journey this offseason, which led to him maybe being away from the team a little bit more than everybody would have liked as far as working on that chemistry. So what do you see maybe different with the 49er receiving core this year because of that?
I don't know how different it will look. Trey brings things to the table that Jimmy G didn't, and vice versa. When you pay Debo what you pay him, he's going to be utilized and he's going to be a big part of what you do on offense. It will come a little differently than it did with Jimmy G, but I think it will be just as effective. It's these guys, like with Debo, will get your money because they act like they care about you. They don't care about you. Get your money and get every dollar that you can get, because when it's over, and you want to walk away from this game with everything that you can financially, because you put so much effort into the game. But as far as on the field, it will be a different offense, I believe, but I believe it will be just as effective, if not better.
So how does that factor into where BA is, Brandon Ayuk, in his career? Because he's still on the upswing and still a couple of years away from getting his big contract. Is he still in that I'll do anything for the team, prove it mode?
Oh, I think everybody should be in that, regardless of your situation within the team. Whether you have a contract or not, it should be I'll do whatever for the team, because if the team has success, it benefits everybody. When you think of the 49ers offensively, you're going to focus on Debo and Kittle. If BA can play to his potential, it just opened things up so much, because you can make an argument he might be the most talented guy on that offense, but it doesn't matter if you have talent if you can't produce and show it week in and week out.
TJ, since you mentioned Jimmy G a couple of times, I wonder what your perspective is in terms of what has happened to him and what should happen over the next 3 weeks.
Man, Jimmy G just got caught up in a terrible situation, bad timing. You have surgery. If I'm a team, I'm not trading for Jimmy G and paying $25 million. I know the Niners are going to release him. I'm just going to wait. And so it sucks for him. And I think him and his representation are holding out hope that he is traded for, because when he is released, he's not signing for $25 million. And that's why I don't think he minds that you don't practice, you come around. We're trying to find somebody to trade for you. I don't believe anyone will. Jimmy G can play the game of football. He just got caught in a terrible situation, having his injury. I believe he'll be released. And if he's smart, he'll probably sign with a team like the Giants with Daniel Jones and that offense with Dable. And in that market, I think Jimmy G can do good with him.
Is it possible that he goes the Carson Palmer route? And I know Carson retired and went to the couch and then got pulled back by the Raiders. But could Jimmy G be a quarterback who maybe has to wait until week three, week four, week five, where a team suddenly is desperate for a QB?
That's possible, but it's Jimmy. There's too many guys that Jimmy G is better than that are starters right now. And so if it's about winning and it's about making your team better, as soon as he released, you see if you can work something out.
Yeah.
The game of football, it's not forever. And so sitting out a game or two, being away from a game like Jimmy G has, you can't do much in offseason because of the surge. You start to miss it. It's going to be hard for me to imagine him saying, oh, okay, I'll sit the week two, three, four until somebody gets hurt. He's going to want to be on the team. He's going to want to be in the locker room. He's going to want to interact with his teammates, whomever that may be. So I don't see that happening, but it's always possible if a team doesn't offer what he wants or isn't the type of team that he wants to go to.
TJ, great to have you, man. So you thinking big year for BA?
Yeah, I think he's going to have for sure 1,000 yards. He should have had that his rookie year. But yeah, he'll have a really good, and it really just boils down to when it's lights, camera, action, is Trey Lance going to be the guy that he is in practice right now? If he can do that, yeah, I would say about 1,100 yards easy.
Huh. Love it. That's for WR2, by the way.
Yeah. Is that more dependent on Shanahan or Trey Lance, in your opinion? Do you think Kyle's going to let Trey open things up to really get him to 1,100 yards?
If Trey showed that it needs to be opened up, it's really going to come down to Trey Lance. Nothing with Shanahan. Shanahan want to win. If Trey Lance shows that he can handle it, things will get opened up for sure.
TJ, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Y'all take care.
Okay. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Love it.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.